even when you were sort of tied to one position in the past, there was always a little bit of leaning back and forth.
That's where I feel like the ease in the transition has always come from, because, you know, when I was a linebacker, I'd put my hand down on the ground on third down, and I was still going back and forth between meeting rooms, so it wasn't like this was completely foreign to me. It was just spending more time with one group of guys.
So when was the last time you were one position, that's it?
I can tell you. We got to go to the film on that one.
Sorry?
I said we'd have to go to the film on that one. I mean, I think it's like, I mean, it depends on how you, what do you consider one position, like
D lineman? Well, we're switching rooms. I guess it would be your second year, right?
Probably about second year, yeah.
You've always talked about not just the on-field stuff, but the off-field stuff was the big, you know, difficulty. You know, go spend time in this room, then go to this room, and then think. I mean, does it clear your head more? You're in one room and you don't go anywhere else?
Yeah, it's definitely easier because you're not worried about what you're missing in the other meeting room and, you know, what's being said and trying to track coaches down, you know, and they're off time to get all the rest of the information. But, you know, whatever his team has, we can all do it. So, you know, as long as we get some wins out of this one, I'm good for it.
Are you the kind of thing, because they've told you before, you're going to do this, then we need you here, then you need you here. I mean, are you pretty convinced this is where you're going to be, this is where you're going to stay? And
there's no doubt about it this year. I mean, it's a year-to-year basis around here, so we'll see how it goes. But for this year, that's where I'll be.
Okay. How will that translate to production, do you think?
I think it'll have a huge effect. I mean, when you can sit in one meeting room and you can focus on doing one job and one task, I feel like it puts you at a much better competitive advantage to watch film, to study, to work on your own technique, to, you know, to get your stats up.
Do you have any goals in mind stat-wise?
I don't go through like my goals publicly, but I have my own goals. I think the main thing for us as a group and as a team is to make sure that not only do we make it to the playoffs, that we have a successful season in our eyes, which is the Super Bowl championship.
What are your thoughts on Moore? You know, some of us have kind of compared him to you a little bit, you know, with him maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I think the jury's still out. I mean, I think for a young guy, he's physically gifted, he's very talented, he pays attention, and he's got that drive and that fire. You see him flying around on the field. So I think for a young guy like that, it's just about staying in tune with the material because he's got all the physical gifts, and he's just got to stay healthy. But I think the sky's the limit for him.
Coach Dunn talked about trying to get tougher this year. Do you guys feel tougher this year?
I feel like we're always tough. I mean, maybe it didn't show up on film, but, you know, I don't know. You guys can critique my game. I feel personally I take pride in being a tough guy when I get out there on the field. And so for that to be called into question, I know it'll be a point of emphasis for me and for everybody else out there.
Have some of the guys taken more under their wing a little bit and just helped you show them up?
Yeah, I think as a group, it's still really early, but as a group, you know, we have tremendous leaders in that room. And up and down the line, whenever we see something as veteran players that can help one of the younger guys out, I think a lot of guys do a pretty good job with helping out.
See any difference in talk this year?
I think he's healthier. I think that's the biggest thing. I mean, I think his desire, his will, his drive has always been there. I mean, but injuries are a part of the game, and it's just something that you can't get away from. So while he's healthy and he's out there, he looks great.